your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I was listening to the news, top of the hour news. America's confidence in the economy has rebounded. That's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. They say the consumer confidence index has improved. I really hope you don't believe that. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Today our class is focused on how to protect you and your family from people who are trampling the Constitution, claiming that they have the right to do what they please with our rights to assembly, free speech, ownership of devices for our own self-protection. And we're going to be discussing protecting you from the abuses from the federal government. Gun confiscation, gun control, theft by the government of your personal property. Today with us is senior USAPrepares.com instructor Larry Pratt. Larry Pratt is the executive director of Gun Owners of America. And you may find him at gunowners.org. Link on the website, page one, at the bottom of the page in black with all the rest of our instructors. Welcome, Larry Pratt.
And good day to you, sir. Good to be with you.
Larry, I mentioned on air that I called you a few days ago, last week, and I said a few things, and I gave out the phone numbers of some of our Missouri state representatives. Not only did I give out phone numbers, I gave out the cell phone numbers, and I suggested that people call them, and I suggested that they consider going to the website and sharing those phone numbers with their friends and family. And I called you and I said, Larry, I think they're going to come to the farm and I think they're going to be in uniform and I think they're going to have assault weapons and I think they're going to invite me to go with them. And I called you and I asked you if you would ring the alarm and let everyone know, the 300,000 members of Gun Owners of America, to come to my rescue. And your answer was one word. Absolutely. That was amazing, Larry.
Well, I tell you what, on top of everything else that's been going on in that Missouri legislature, somebody introduced a bill that would make it a felony to introduce anti-Second Amendment legislation. So I thought, well, that probably put in perspective some of the other nonsense that's been going on in that place.
And you would think, you know, Missouri is still considered the Wild West. I mean, it really is still wild here. You've been to the farm. You know what it's like. And we're in the middle of nowhere. So it really is the Wild West. And we need to be able to protect ourselves. I did call our sheriff once in 7 years when I was here. And there was someone outside my barn. It was late at night on a Friday night. And a neighbor called me and said, hey, you know, the truck is still there, and they're out there by your barn, and you can't see them from the farmhouse. And the barn's like a third of a mile away from the house. And we thought, you know, it just didn't look good. So I called the sheriff, and an hour and a half later, the deputy showed up. So really, he wouldn't have been much use other than to maybe take a report should there have been a bad situation. But anyway.
By the way, that's a very normal set of facts that the police are there more often than not, much more often than not, to take a report, and they really can't do otherwise. They're you know, that squad car could have left a distant part of the county when it finally got the message that you were calling, and it takes time, and for people to think that there's no problem. They just pick up the phone and call 911. Whoa.
Well, that's exactly what happened, Larry. I called and I talked to the dispatcher, and she said, the deputy's on the next road over. He'll be right there. He's right there anyway. He'll just one road over, and he'll be there. And I called a half hour later, and I said, hey, what's going on? And he said, he's right there. He's going to be there in just a couple minutes. And then I call back, and an hour and a half later, the deputy shows up, and he says, I'm so sorry. I was on the other side of the county, 45 miles away. And he was the only guy on duty that night. Well, I mean, it's a slow night, Friday night, right?
That's exactly
one deputy.
Them's the facts of life. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and that's why we need to have self-protection defense firearms. And, Larry, you were on television with Piers Morgan, and he is not very kind. I mean, he was not a gentleman, and I'd like to quote some of the words he used to describe you, which are absolutely incorrect, because I know you. I mean, we've had dinner together. You've been to the farm. You've been a couple times. You've been to the Get Prepared Expos. You've spoken. We've spent time together, and he called you, quote, on air, he called you an idiot. Piers Morgan on CNN. And then he called you an unbelievably stupid man. And I can't believe how you held your composure while you eviscerated him with the facts.
Well, the guy was doing himself so much harm that while it did get my anger to rise a little bit, I thought better of it, that this guy's embarrassing himself before the whole country. Why should I jump in and get in the way of what he's doing so well to himself?
So here's the question, Larry. Is there a blueprint? Is there a blueprint that, and I believe this is the case, but I'd like to have your opinion, because the gun confiscation is appearing in more and more states, and it's almost an identical boilerplate version. Is it coming from Washington, where they're trolling for representatives to run with this idiotic confiscation legislation? Is that what's happening?
There very well could have been a model bill sent out by one of the liberal groups. There's a I think it's called the National Association of State Legislatures, but there's something of that sort. They could have put it forth. One of the anti-Second Amendment groups might have put it forth. This is something that's not going to go away. The other side, as you and I know, is not just looking for guns. They're looking for control of everything. And so guns are obviously a first and important target before they can get to the rest of what they're after. And we do know that they are talking about confiscation for so long. They were saying, who's talking about taking away your guns? We just want to make sure that there are reasonable gun controls in place so we can keep guns out of the wrong hands. Well, that's interesting, because there are countries where they have very, very strict gun controls, such as Russia, and the wrong hands are just loaded with guns. So it doesn't work. But it does keep the victims disarmed. So if you thought that there were any policy objective, it must be that the politicians advocating this are attempting to protect their friends, the criminals, people that don't have badges as opposed to they who do have positions of authority, and make the world safe for criminals so that the folks like you and I can't fight back.
You know, that's a brilliant point that you made. Make the world safe for criminals. And it's so on point. And also, what we're talking about is determining who the victims actually are. Because
right.
If you take the guns from people, that is the set of individuals who are targets for being victims.
Right.
Larry Pratt, what is your greatest concern about what the government is doing, and how are they doing it to us?
At the moment, the big push that I am most concerned about is not a ban on semi-automatic firearms or magazines. I think that was something that they knew that they would back off from it was kind of a throwaway, a distraction to make them look more reasonable when they back off to a universal background check, which really means a universal gun registry, because the background check gives the government your name and address. That's what they need for a gun registry. The law says that they're not supposed to keep the name and address, but the law says that you're not supposed to murder people, and yet the government was involved in the murder of some 400 Mexicans in Fast and Furious. The law says you're not supposed to sell guns without proper paperwork through recognized government agencies abroad, and yet our government was supplying guns to all kinds of people in Libya. We don't quite know who. Our government's been doing a lot of things that are illegal, and yet we're supposed to believe that, they're not going to keep a list of our names and addresses when we have a background check. Well, you know, it's a free country. You can believe that if you wish, but bless your heart, I don't think I'm going to work with you to make policy.
Larry, I'm looking at the latest issue of the newsletter, okay, Gun Owners of America. And in this, the February 28th issue, I'm looking at a photograph of President Ronald Reagan. And he's citing in his Colt manufactured AR-15. So there we have a president of the United States of America citing in his AR-15. I guess
he
liked
it. Yeah, he was probably on his ranch there in California.
Sure looks like it.
And there were a number of people around, and nobody looked particularly terrified. The president has a pleasant smile on his face. But somehow we're supposed to think that this is really dangerous behavior. And I don't know, the president managed to keep that AR-15 from jumping out of his hands and going and hurting somebody, so I guess he would have a smile on his face for having so successfully controlled his gun.
Larry Pratt, Executive Director, Gun Owners of America. I'm Vin Finelli. When we get back, I'd like to talk with Larry Pratt about what his thoughts are on us giving out the cell phone numbers of the representatives who introduced legislation to steal our firearms. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Larry Pratt's with us, and he's executive director of Gun Owners of America. And Larry Pratt's going to be presenting a teleseminar at the Get Prepared Expo Saturday, April 6th, in a 700-seat theater in Lebanon, Missouri. Larry, I was asked by a radio station owner, not Genesis Communications Network, another radio station owner, if I thought it was fair that I gave out the cell phone numbers of two state representatives in Missouri who sponsored and co-sponsored House Bill number 545 here in Missouri, which is a confiscatory bill to steal our firearms that were termed assault rifles. And it also included shotguns with pistol grips and all magazines over 10 rounds. And my response was absolutely, did I think it was fair? Absolutely, I thought it was fair. And that's because those representatives have attempted theft of personal property.
That's what's not fair. They're trying to steal people's property and people's liberty. And they evidently are giving evidence to the notion the founders had, was that the problem that you need to address by having your guns is government. Your guns are there to keep government from becoming tyrannical. And the very act of suggesting they would confiscate guns indicates that they're thinking about tyranny, because that is tyranny.
Well, you know, Larry, my greatest fear... Well, you've been to the house. You know the layout. And right next to the dining room, where we've had dinner with some of our other instructors, is the front door. And my greatest concern is that the government is going to come crashing through my front door, and there's going to be a shootout. That's my concern. Is that the concern of others, or is that just mine?
No, I think one of the reasons we see gun sales so incredibly high is that that's in the back of people's mind. They see the government, hear the government talk about confiscating guns, cutting off the sale of guns that they don't like, that they label as assault weapons, which really are not. But in any case, we should have assault weapons, and we should have them pointed at the government when the government starts talking like that. I think we have something to be worried about. As long as we have our guns, we shouldn't be terribly worried. But if they actually start coming for them, that is worrisome.
I agree. And that's why there's the seriousness of the tone of this class. Larry Pratt, DHS, Postal Service, various government agencies have all joined together, and they've created their own little armies. And they're buying, together they are buying billions of rounds of ammunition, easily enough to kill each one of us 7 times in the United States. But they're not ball ammunition. It's not military ammunition. They're buying hollow points. What are your thoughts on why the federal government and government agencies and state agencies are buying hollow point ammunition? What's the reason for that?
They haven't come up with a very good explanation. They're saying, well, it's a target practice. Well, frankly, I'm not comforted by that. I don't believe it. And I'm troubled by the fact that we're discussing whether or not they should have a particular kind of ammunition rather than why do we have government-armed agents at the federal level. There's nothing in the Constitution to authorize that. This is all illegitimate power being exercised. So that is very concerning. And when that illegitimate power then tries to buy, frankly, any kind of ammunition, that just adds fuel to the fire, if you will. We've got a real problem in this country. We've come to accept the idea that the federal government legitimately employs police power. And other than counterfeiting and postal fraud, things like that that are specifically enumerated in the Constitution, they don't have legitimate law enforcement authority. It's all stolen.
Stolen authority. Abuse of power. Larry Pratt, when we come back, there's a lady by the name of Joy Reid, MSNBC, who talks about more extreme groups like GOA. We'll be right back.
This is your call to action. Action. Will you survive? Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA. The Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds. Negotiating for your life. Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse. Disease prevention. Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food. Are you prepared for solar storm? Nuclear meltdown. Dollar collapse. Skyrocketing food and fuel prices. Earthquakes. Tornadoes. Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, Holland Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares Vincent Benelli, Dr. Norman Shealy's team, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Joel Wallach, Dr. David Pruitt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Frank Underhill, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one day and $15 weekend passes. Online. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
causes bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why should I
have got your take?
When you go to the
for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Larry Pratt's with us, and I had a question for you, Larry. We got a caller, and I'd like to take the call in just a second. MSNBC mentioned that the reason that the NRA is moving to the right is to counter more extreme groups like Gun Owners of America. What's that all about?
They went on to explain that the NRA is concerned about losing members to Gun Owners of America because of the perception by some that Gun Owners is the place to be, and the NRA doesn't want that idea getting around, so they are taking more and more hardline Second Amendment positions. And we're delighted that that's the perception that the media would have. We would hope that the Second Amendment forces are working in unison, and if the NRA is alongside of us in these legislative battles, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'd like to talk about that after we take this call, about their position with a guard being posted at schools. Larry Pratt, we have Blue from Tennessee, and you'd like to talk with Larry Pratt. Please go ahead.
I would. Hello, Larry. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
I'm not sure if you heard the story yet. It just broke on the web. It happened on February the 22nd. But Cracker Barrel apparently has a policy that you're not allowed to eat at the restaurants if you open carry.
I've heard of that. I think it's a particular restaurant. I don't think it's the chain policy, and I'm not sure if it's been resolved.
I made a phone call today to Lebanon, Tennessee. It is.
It
I
is,
can
huh?
give you the woman's name and the phone number.
Well, shame on them.
Yeah, and if it's the case, then excuse me, if that policy is good for the goose and it's good for the gander, then don't have police officers eat there with open weapons or any military.
Uh-huh.
You cannot have it both ways.
That's right.
Now, don't let me ask you this.
Okay, let me give you her name. Her name is Jean.
No, hold it, Blue. Let's do this. Contact me on the website. Go to usapreparers.com. And there's a contact tab. Please send me the contact information and the phone number. And I will make that call, and I'll talk to them. And if I find out with my own ears that that's what they're doing, I'll make sure that we give out their phone number so they can hear from all of us. All of us that would like
and
to call.
There's a secondary story, too, out of Erwin, Tennessee. I'm sorry, not Erwin. It's Aaron, Tennessee. Which I live in Tennessee, and I've never heard of this Houston County before. But there was a woman who stopped to use the bathroom at a restaurant. And apparently it was a restaurant that you had to pay in order to use the restaurant. Bathroom services. Well, in the mail, a couple of days later, she got a bill from the restaurant owner charging her $5 to use the potty because she didn't make a purchase.
Wait a minute. This has nothing to do with guns.
And it does.
So,
it does. Let me finish. All right. The way that the restaurant owner got the information is she ran outside after the woman got in her vehicle to leave and wrote down the license plate number. Then she went to one of her customers that happened to be the sheriff of that county and asked him to run the tags to get her address. Now, it was an actual interview with I think it's CBS, Channel 4, out of Nashville, that ran the story, that actually went to interview the sheriff. According to the sheriff, that's an everyday event that they run tags and give that information to civilians.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to ask Larry Pratt what his thoughts are on that. And, Blue, I really appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Larry, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I wish the government had a pay-as-you-go policy.
Let's talk about Sandy Hook. Now, the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was a tragedy. There's no question about it. And as a result, we know that no AR-15s or firearms like that were used, but the next thing that happened is high-capacity magazine ban bills were introduced. And the NRA came out with a statement that they were in favor of armed guards at schools. And what I said before the NRA came out on that, the day of the massacre, I said what we should do is have concealed carry weapons holders who are already employees of the school, teachers, janitors, so forth, people who are walking around all over the school in classrooms, administrators, all those people who are mentally stable, who are known, are of known character, that have concealed carry permits already, have them specially trained by their sheriff in their county and just have them be armed, concealed in the school, as compared to what the NRA is saying, hire additional people. What are your thoughts about that, Larry Pratt?
Yeah, we have very much the same idea. When this happened, we put out a statement saying that there's nobody going to be able to afford an armed guard, a police officer, at every one of these schools. The solution, and besides, there's a difficulty with having somebody who is identified with a uniform and with a badge. If some monster is intent on repeating Newtown and he sees a police officer there, well, the police officer will be the first one to go while the element of surprise is still with the criminal, and then the criminal's free to proceed as if it were right back in Newtown. So it's not by any means a slam dunk solution, and in fact it has some real serious downsides to talk about having an armed guard. It's an improvement, and there was already a case where an armed guard did stop a shooting. But I'm just saying that the one shooting that was stopped was more an individual revenge shooting. It wasn't somebody intent on mass murder, where I think the armed guard might have been the first one to go. So if we're really serious about dealing with this problem, most of these mass murders have occurred, well, all of them have occurred in gun-free zones, and most of these gun-free zones were schools. Occasionally it's a mall. We need to be able to get rid of the gun-free school zone law that says no guns in anybody's hands inside a school zone. Not just a school, but a zone around the school. And if somebody has a concealed carry permit and they wish to carry on that campus, even a visitor, a parent, whatever, they should be encouraged to do so. By having a concealed firearm, there's the element of surprise. You don't know who has it. When somebody comes onto campus and is intent on doing something terrible, that could be stopped almost immediately because of this element of surprise, and having people take about 2 seconds to get their gun as opposed to 20 minutes to have a gun brought in a la Newtown, which is how long it took the police to get there. It was a little long, but it's not too much more than an average response time. And so, I mean, even if the police had been there in 5 minutes, a lot of people could have been killed. A lot of people have been killed in 5 minutes time. So we've got to get rid of this notion that somehow we're safe, because we may feel safe, but there's a difference between feeling safe and being safe.
You know, at Sandy Hook, if we had, let's just say we had one guard there, that guard is not able to be in more than one place at a time.
Correct.
That guard, compared to if we had CCW carriers, teachers, maintenance staff, you know, there are guys on the roof that, you know, check the roof, that fix leaks on the roof. So we have maintenance people on the roof. We have maintenance people in the basements. We have maintenance people in the boiler rooms. We have maintenance people walking the halls around the perimeter on the grounds of the schools, in the playgrounds. The maintenance people are all over, and so are teachers, and so are administrators. So and here's where I'm going with this. If someone really wanted to massacre at a school, there's always the bus line. There's always a bus. Children are always lined up. I mean, that's what happens in schools. You get in lines. You get in lines to go to the bathroom. You get in lines to go to the gymnasium. You get in lines to go to lunch. You get in lines to get on the bus. You're in line going from the bus to the entrance to the school. So if we have a guard in the school, and we chain all the doors and we make the school a prison, that still doesn't protect the outside of the building where people are in lines getting on buses. And you don't, you don't even have to enter a school to do damage as a criminal. So I don't think it makes any sense to have an armed guard. I think the NRA is absolutely wrong with this. And I think that your approach with arming concealed carry holders that are already members of the employees, that is really the way to go.
The nothing like empowering the first responder, the intended victim. Then we don't have to wait for the police, who are never the first responder. The only question for a first responder is, will they be able to use effective force, or will they have to meet bullets with fists? Personally, I would prefer to have a gun. I'm not that good with my fists.
I love it. And, you know, when we're able to protect ourselves, people are a lot nicer to us. I mean, bad guys. You know, Larry, you've been to the to Ziggy's in Springfield, and I don't know if you know this story, but we took Thanksgiving off. You know, we used to meet up every Friday, and we got too big for the restaurant on Friday, so we picked our slowest day, which was Monday. But when we were there on Fridays, we took off Thanksgiving and the Friday following Thanksgiving, and that was the day that a bully came in and walked up to a patron who comes and hangs out at our meetup, a handicapped man, grabbed him, threw him off his stool, threw him to the ground, and broke a rib. And we weren't there that night. The instructors of USA Prepares and our students who were armed were not there that night. And I don't think it would have happened if we were there. Larry Pratt, Finn Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Larry Pratt's with us, and he's going to be presenting a seminar at the Get Prepared Expo. It'll be a live teleseminar, and I'll be on stage in the theater, the 700-seat theater at the Get Prepared Expo, and that is where I'm going to write my check to become a life member of Gun Owners of America. And you can go to gunowners.org, gunowners.org, and you too can become a member. You can become an annual member. You can become a life member. And I'm going to become a life member on April 6th in Lebanon, Missouri, on stage, where I'm going to write a check to Gun Owners of America. Larry Pratt, what is the number one enemy of gun ownership who we can get the cell phone number of and make sure that phone doesn't stop ringing?
You're not talking about rust, then. We're talking about politicians.
Yeah.
I thought that, by the way, that was just a magnificent operation. The idea that the people's representatives might have to hear from the people. Who would have thought? And it's beautiful that their response to that is that you've done something improper. They're the ones that are doing something improper, and they just don't like being called out on it. That's what.
Well, that's what I thought, Larry. I thought they were doing something improper. They want to go in my building and steal my personal property, stuff that I need to protect myself. And, you know, I live on a farm, and there are threats to my cattle all the time. All the time. There are packs of wild dogs. There are coyotes. And, frankly, I don't want to lose any more of my calves.
And there's probably a rustler or two from time to time.
Well, you know, they've been put on notice. Seriously, you know, I patrol the farm, and our children patrol the farm, and we are armed at all times. There used to be some poachers on our property when we first bought it several years ago. But, frankly, it was the black rifles that they saw as they drove down our road to decide whether they were going to poach or not. And I think it was the black rifles that turned them off to poaching. And they stopped.
They were bringing a knife to a gunfight, so to speak, and weren't interested. And even if it had been parody, that's not really the criminal's choice of venue. They want to have complete surprise and superiority. And when you were showing them that you were looking for them with guns, that really wasn't in their game plan.
Well, actually, we were probably a little more in their face than that. As they were driving down this dirt road where our farm is, they would slowly drive past us, and we'd give them a great big smile and come over, walk over, and they'd stop the car, and the window would be down, and we'd say, "Hey, how's it going?" And so, what are you guys up to? And they go, "We're just going hunting." And we go, "I'll tell you what, for the next mile, property on the left, property on the right. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about hunting on any of these properties. They're all posted. No hunting. And it would be good for everybody if you just keep going." And we thank them, wish them a nice day, and you know what? They didn't come back. They didn't come back.
No, that didn't sound like the welcome wagon they were looking for, I'm sure.
Larry,
especially
Larry,
since I'm sure you were toting those black thingies when you went up to see them.
Well, you're right. Larry, you were on MSNBC with a former ATF agent, and you dropped Chris Matthews' jaw when you talked about the primary purpose of the Second Amendment. Would you tell us what you said, please?
Well, I shouldn't have expected Matthews' jaw to drop, because before the show began, he confessed that he's got a brother who's a nut job just like me. But we both believe that our guns are protected by the Constitution for the purpose of keeping the government from becoming a tyranny.
Well, that's the purpose. Larry Pratt, I want to thank you so much for your friendship, for being part of USAPrepares.com, for spending this hour with us, and everything that you do for us to protect our gun rights right here in the United States of America. Class,
thanks,
please consider.
Good to be with you.
Thanks so much. Class, please consider gun owners of America. I'm Vin Finelli. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.